Hi, my name is Clinton, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Clinton, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of Alexander Desplat Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our mysterious sea creature Quizlet after the music. This week, we're listening to Oscar-nominated music by the French composer Alexander Desplat. By the year 2014, our friend Desplat had written the score for a whopping 35 French films and 47 English language films. That is a total, my friends, of 82 film and TV scores between the years of 1997 and 2014. That comes out to an average of 4.8 scores per year for 17 years. Holy wow! He's been a busy guy. Well, today's musical selection comes from one of Desplat's scores that earned him an Academy Award nomination, as we're hearing all week this week. This one is for The Imitation Game. Now, this was a really interesting year for Desplat, 2014, because he was nominated twice that year for different movies in the same year. Now, that's a very impressive accomplishment. The one we're going to hear from today is The Imitation Game. That's about Alan Turing, who was a British mathematician who, during World War II, figured out how to analyze secret Nazi code messages and built a machine to decipher them. Because of that, the music for this movie is very much like math. It's kind of the idea of Alan Turing looking out and just seeing numbers falling everywhere. So think of that as you hear this music today. This is the main title from The Imitation Game. Music from Alexander Desplat's The Imitation Game. That was the main title, Numbers Everywhere. Music written for the inner workings of the mind of an incredibly smart man, Alan Turing. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in once again with our Quizlet. All week we ask you this question. We'll give you some hints. If you get it right, you win a prize pack. The question, what is the mysterious sea creature known as the unicorn of the sea? Now, it does have two horns, even though it's called a unicorn, because one of the horns is very obvious and big. It grows right through the upper lip and can grow to more than 8 feet long. This animal also, here's another hint, is a type of a porpoise, which means that it's a mammal. It doesn't lay eggs and it gives birth to live young. And it weighs up to 1.5 tons and is between 13 and 20 feet long. What's the name of this mysterious unicorn of the sea? Send your answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And when you get that answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Okie doke, artichokes. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Votello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.